Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak with Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm here today with Elizabeth Salper. Elizabeth and I met at the Poets Pedal bike ride event back in, well, it was supposed to be at the end of February, but it was rescheduled to March because of rain. Elizabeth is a poet. She's a resident of the Broadmoor-Broadway neighborhood, a library associate, works at the Pima County Libraries, loves to get around by bicycle, even in the hot months of May and June. So we're going to have a conversation today with Elizabeth. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I feel really honored to be here with you today. And yeah, it's a joy.
It's exciting to have you here because I feel like a lot of the conversations we have on Pedaling the Pueblo tend to be either downtown specific or, you know, out on the loop.
Right,
but today
right.
We're going to talk about one of the core central neighborhoods in Tucson, the Broadmoor-Broadway neighborhood, which is where you live, and a new project that you spearheaded in that neighborhood. What's it called?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Poetry Mailbox just got started in the Broadmoor-Broadway Village, and that's a treat. And it's part of a project called Urban Poetry Pollinators, which is basically to pollinate the idea of poetry outside. So, and I just received a grant, a small grant, a START grant from the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. So that helped kind of get this out into the open.
You created a mailbox. What's the, does it have a name?
It is the Poetry Mailbox.
Okay.
And it wasn't just me. The great thing is that it was eight Broadmoor, Broadway Village neighbors, and we all came together and we found this really funny mailbox. My neighbor Ginny and I went to Ronnie G's, which used to be, it's the old Gerson's, which mm-hmm. is kind of like a salvage yard. And we went there, we arrived one day, we looked around at the mailboxes, and there was a mailbox with a rooster, this amazingly whimsical rooster on top. And I looked at Ginny and I said, that's it. That's it. It's got to be the Poetry Mailbox. And so from there, again, with the eight neighbors, we came together and figured out Heather Free, a neighbor, designed the mailbox. We said, here's this funky mailbox and just have fun with it. And she did. And so together we planted it. We figured out all the blue stake, all that stuff. Two of the neighbors were really good with the technical. And we got it up and running and had a great dedication with wonderful poets, T.C. Tolbert, the poet laureate, Wendy Burke, Eric McGrain, Marge Pellegrino, and the Monzo Poets, which, of course, I met because of Poets Pedal.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
It took a neighborhood to raise a poetry mailbox.
Exactly.
Good old-fashioned mailbox raising.
One rooster and a village. Absolutely.
And so where is this mailbox located?
Okay. So it's on within the Broadmoor-Broadway Village neighborhood. It's on the Treat Walkway, which is an adopted path. And it is between Arroyo Chico and Croydon. And it's literally on the pathway. You kind of can't miss it because it's this really cool, funky mailbox when you're riding along or walking right off of the path. And right near a bench, which we wanted it to be like that. So you could take a poem or leave a poem and then sit on the bench and relax and read it or write one
mm-hmm.
right on the spot, which Bridget Thumb just said, do you have a pen and a paper near the mailbox? And I said, oh, that's a great idea. I don't have a pen. So all the ideas that come from this project are just pollinating.
Right.
The hope.
You could leave a notebook in there too,
right? Absolutely.
People could leave the poems in their notebooks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just to orient our listeners a little bit more, so Treat Walkway
yes.
is an extension of Treat Avenue, which is this incredible north-south
corridor.
Bicycle Boulevard corridor that extends all the way to the river path in the north.
Right.
And then gets us to Broadway with a really handy push button, safe, bike prioritized crossing at Z-Mom's.
Right.
Right. It's right
exactly,
there at Broadway
yeah.
and Treat. But then it doesn't stop. So you get across at Treat.
Right.
And then it looks like you hit a dead end, but actually it's a walkway.
Right.
And I've always wanted to know, because I've never been sure, even though I have ridden my bike many times on that walkway,
yeah.
are the neighbors okay with bikes riding riding on that walkway?
You know what? I think that they are. I think that a lot of times it's if there's someone, if you see someone on the walkway or approaching someone, of course, it would be nice to get off. Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood, I think, is very friendly towards bicyclists, and we have a lot of dog walkers and people who are pedestrians that walk the walkway. So I think, you know, I think honor what's going on the walk and kind of take it from there. But it is, it's such a great, that corridor is a, you know, open to everyone, and that's mm-hmm. what I love. And it's a really great stretch also to get you from 22nd all the way to the top of our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. The thing that I love too is that there's a lot of neighbors that have come together to keep that a really beautiful corridor, and they've replanted desert plants. And so I want to give a shout out to them because they have just done a great job within that, within the walkway.
You have a series of events coming up to celebrate urban poetry pollinators.
Yes.
And it sounds like bicycling.
Both of these events will start in June. And the first one, of course, has a very bicycle-related theme. It's called Ride by Fridays. And it's to encourage bicyclists to ride on by the poetry mailbox, pollinate the poetry mailbox with either an original poem or one that you like, and take a moment maybe to sit, enjoy the walkway, enjoy the neighborhood, and keep on pollinating. Mm-hmm. And that will be the last Friday of every month. And I'll post that on Instagram too, under Urban Poetry Pollinators, and I'll remind people the last Friday of every month, Ride by Fridays, and to take a poem or leave a poem on your bike. And then the second event is going to start in June, the first Sunday of every month. So both of these events are monthly. It's called Chalk It Up, mm-hmm. UPP. And it is to encourage the community to meet on Sunday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. since it's hot in the summer, and to chalk in different neighborhoods, different places, urban spots within Tucson. So come on out, chalk is provided, and meet your neighbors, meet your friends, and chalk it up.
The idea is to chalk poems, but you can also draw,
absolutely.
Play games. It's just to build community.
To build community. Okay. And if you like drawing, in fact, there's something that's called a spray chalk that I'm going to utilize too, which is really fun. So if you like to draw or you want to chalk a poem, and then hopefully we'll go get a cool drink afterwards.
Sure.
So very, very casual.
Ice cream right around the corner, coffee.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then Monday morning, people either downtown or wherever we're chalking, it'll be announced each month. People will get to run across a poem, and I think there's something that happens spontaneously.
There is, and I realized this as a fan of poetry, but not somebody who makes a lot of space in my life to engage with it frequently. Yeah. At the Poets Pedal event, I didn't think riding a bicycle could get any better. And then you have a moment to get off your bike and contemplate poetry, either by listening to it or reading it, and it's just like, wow. What I mean, you already have so much space on your bicycle to feel all the senses around you, experience them,
absolutely.
But then poetry just like gives you that second that's really rejuvenating and refreshing to pause and like reflect on the words on a page and how they relate to you and your life and what's going on with you and what's going on with the world. And
absolutely.
It is like a tonic.
That's a great word for it, a tonic. And I feel you're right. I feel it reverberates out, especially when you're either writing poetry or thinking about it. When you're in motion, that's the way a lot of things happen. The visual, you're taking it into your brain, processing it. There's just that great thing that happens when you're on a bike, and especially that you see such different things when you're on a bike. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in LA, and I feel like it was so freeing to really get on a bike when I moved to Tucson 23 years ago.
Because you probably felt constrained by your car in LA, right?
I was.
Everybody's shackled to their car.
Definitely. So yeah, I think riding a bike is an opening to seeing things that you just don't get to see.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the same with running across a poem in a public space. Wow, where did that come from? And that's just the poem. That's just what I needed to hear today. I've heard that before. Like, that's just what I needed. And I think with the poetry mailbox too, if you open it up, I could give you a poem and that would be one thing. But I think if you open up the poetry mailbox, you choose your own poem, it's probably going to be, it might be, just the right poem for you.
It was meant for you.
And
absolutely.
It was meant to be. And if not, you can trade. That's what I always tell my preschoolers. You can trade.
Trade once.
That's right.
Maybe
trade
once. Okay, maybe
right.
Twice.
Sometimes I'll be more flexible. You could trade twice.
So should people always come prepared at the poetry mailbox to leave something of their own, or can you just take if you're not prepared?
Oh, yeah. No, there's. I think the nice thing is there's no rules.
Okay.
I'm really big into no rules. So, yeah, you don't have to bring anything. You just bring yourself. And usually it's well stocked. And if not, what happens is you put the red flag up on the mailbox, and that alerts the neighborhood pollinators to know, uh-oh, there's no poems in the poetry mailbox. And then one of us will come around and stuff, you know, restock. Repollinate the poetry mailbox.
What a great idea.
So, but yeah, it's really, I mean, it's emulating our poetry, our pollinators that do it best here in Tucson, right? Our bees, our hummingbirds. So it's just emulating the wonderful animals that know how to do it best.
How beautiful. Okay, so for more information, you can visit the kxci.org website, look for the mini program Peddling the Pueblo, and we will link to all the stuff that Elizabeth mentioned in our interview. Is there anything else you want to mention? Do you want to?
You know, if you want, I know not everyone is involved with social media because I just joined with Instagram. That's my first time. So if you want to reach Urban Poetry Pollinators by email, it's urbanpoetrypollinators@gmail.com because I really want to make it open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And this was a project made possible in part by the Arts Foundation.
Yes.
So they could be another resource if you want more information.
Support for KXEI and Peddling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.